Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhan, Chapter 24, Scene 3, Govardhan Puja. After hearing this statement by Krishna, Nanda Maharaj replied, "My dear boy, since you are asking, I shall arrange for a separate sacrifice for the local brahmanas and Govardhan Hill. But for the present, let me execute this sacrifice known as Indra Yajna." "Oh, my dear father, do not delay. The sacrifice you propose for Govardhan and the local brahmanas will take much time. Better take the arrangement and paraphernalia you have already made for sacrificing Indra Yajna and immediately engage it to satisfy Govardhan Hill and the local brahmanas." Maharaj Nanda finally relented. The cowherder men then inquired from Krishna how he wanted the yajna performed, and Krishna gave them the following directions. "Prepare very nice foodstuffs of all descriptions from the grains and ghee collected for the yajna. Prepare rice, dal, then halwa, pakora, puri, and all kinds of milk preparations like sweet rice, sweet balls, sandesh, rasgulla, and laddu, and then invite the learned brahmanas who can chant the Vedic hymns and offer oblations to the fire. The brahmanas should be given all kinds of grains in charity. Then decorate all the cows and feed them well. After performing this, give money in charity to the brahmanas. As far as the lower animals are concerned, such as the dogs, and the lower grades of people, such as the chandalas or fifth class of men who are considered untouchable, they also may be given sumptuous prasadam. After giving nice grasses to the cows, the sacrifice known as Govardhan Puja may immediately begin. This sacrifice will very much satisfy me." In this statement, Lord Krishna practically described the whole economy of the Vaishya community. In all communities of human society and in the animal kingdom, among the cows, dogs, goats, etc., everyone has one's part to play. Each is to work in cooperation for the total benefit of all society, which includes not only animate objects, but also inanimate objects like hills and land. The Vaishya community is specifically responsible for the economic improvement of society by producing grains, by giving protection to the cows, by transporting food when needed, and by banking and finance. From this statement, we learn also that cats and dogs, although not so important, are not to be neglected. Cow protection is actually more important than protection of cats and dogs. Another hint we get from this statement is that the chandalas or untouchables are also not to be neglected by the higher classes. Everyone is important, but some are directly responsible for the advancement of human society, and some are only indirectly responsible. However, when Krishna consciousness is there, then everyone's total benefit is taken care of. The sacrifice known as Govardhan Puja is observed in the Krishna consciousness movement. Lord Chaitanya has recommended that since Krishna is worshipable, so also his land, Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill, are also worshipable. To confirm this statement, Lord Krishna said that Govardhan Puja is as good as worship of Krishna himself. And so, from that day, Govardhan Puja has been still going on and is known as Annakuta. In all temples of Vrindavan or outside of Vrindavan, huge quantities of food are prepared in this ceremony and are very sumptuously distributed to the general population. Sometimes the food is thrown to the crowds and they enjoy collecting it off the ground. From these instances we can understand that prasadam offered to Krishna never becomes polluted or contaminated, even if it is thrown on the ground. The people therefore collect it and eat with great satisfaction. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna therefore advised the cowherder men to stop the Indra Yajna and begin Govardhan Puja in order to chastise Indra, who was very much puffed up at being the supreme controller of the heavenly planets. The honest and simple cowherder men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, accepted Krishna's proposal and executed in detail everything he advised. They performed Govardhan worship and circumambulation of Govardhan Hill. Following the inauguration of Govardhan Puja, people in Vrindavan still dress nicely and assemble near Govardhan Hill to offer worship and circumambulate the hill, leading their cows all around. According to the instruction of Lord Krishna, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherder men called in learned brahmanas and began to worship Govardhan Hill by chanting Vedic hymns and offering prasadam. The inhabitants of Vrindavana then assembled together, decorating their cows and gave them grass. Keeping the cows in front, they began to circumambulate Govardhan Hill. The gopis also dressed themselves very luxuriantly and sat in bull-driven carts, chanting the glories of Krishna's pastimes. Assembled there to act as priests for Govardhan Puja, the brahmanas offered their blessings to the cowherder men and their wives, the gopis. When everything was complete, Krishna assumed a great transcendental form and declared to the inhabitants of Vrindavan that he was himself Govardhan Hill, in order to convince the devotees that Govardhan Hill and Krishna himself are identical. Then Krishna began to eat all the food offered there. The identity of Krishna and Govardhan Hill is still honored, and great devotees take rocks from Govardhan Hill and worship them exactly as they worship the deity of Krishna in the temples. Devotees therefore collect small rocks or pebbles from Govardhan Hill and worship them at home, because this worship is as good as deity worship. The form of Krishna, who began to eat the offerings, was separately constituted, and Krishna himself, along with other inhabitants of Vrindavan, began to offer obeisances to the deity as well as Govardhan Hill. In offering obeisances to the huge form of Krishna himself and Govardhan Hill, Krishna thus declared, "Just see how Govardhan Hill has assumed this huge form and is favoring us by accepting all of our offerings. But one who neglects this worship of Govardhan Puja, as I am personally conducting it, will not be happy. For there are many snakes on Govardhan Hill, and persons neglecting the prescribed duty of Govardhan Puja will be bitten by these snakes and killed." in order to assure the good fortune of the cows and themselves, all people of Vrindavana near Govardhan must worship this hill as prescribed by me. And thus, performing the Govardhan Puja sacrifice, all the inhabitants of Vrindavana follow the instructions of Krishna, the son of Vasudev, and afterwards they return to their respective homes. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Syama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan. Kalindi, Yamuna Jaya, Jaya Mahavan. Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan. Syama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adighor Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.